to show you something. And what do you do? Look at the screen. What do you read? Call everybody together. What do you read? Now, I can't hear you. The enemy can't hear you. Fake news. I'm going to preach to you on fake news this morning. Last night I was praying in this place. God gave me a word. And he said to me, fake news. Thank you. You can take it all. Fake news. Now, in the 21st century that we're living in, there's a lot of fake news. If you go onto Facebook right now, come on, I give you the right to go on Facebook in church now, you'll see there's a lot of news sites that's fake news. Not everything seems, or not everything is the way it seems. And the enemy is using fear tactics. Because the minute the enemy can bring fear to your life, he's going to stop your destiny. Who hears me in this place this morning? So what the enemy does is the enemy uses fake news to bring fear. But the Bible says that the devil is a liar from the beginning. In him there's no truth. I'm speaking to somebody. Fake news. There's some sites that they reported even on Facebook that you can see that every time it pops up something negative about South Africa, it's fake news. I don't need to mention all those sites, but there's a lot of fake news. You go on to CNN, there's fake news. There's a lot of fake news, and the reason why there's so many fake news is behind the scenes, there's things going on. But in order for us to forget or to lose interest and focus on what's happening behind the scenes, they create fake news so that we have something to talk about, something to worry about. In the meantime, it's all fake. Can we get the first verse on the screen quickly? I'm getting somewhere today, you'll understand. Romans says, do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey? You are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. Now this means that the one you listen to, the one you obey, is your God, and you become a slave to the one you obey. Now, these people that came to the service this morning with sickness and doctor's reports, and you've got financial difficulties and a failing marriage and a failing ministry. Come, I'm speaking to the real people in this place. And you have just had it. You're at the place at your wit's end where you don't feel like you are moving anywhere. And the enemy is just pouring his lies. I tell you this morning, that doctor's report, that bank account, that marriage, it's fake news. And until the Christians understand this is one way how the enemy infiltrates us, is he infiltrates our minds with filth. He's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Whew, hallelujah. It's fake news. You're not going to die. I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that you shall live. The only reason why the enemy tells you that you are down and out is because he shifts your focus from the breakthrough to the problem. But it's fake news. Behind the scenes, there's things happening. What's happening? All of heaven is aligning to release your breakthrough. And what do we believe? We believe our symptoms. We believe what these natural eyes see, and we tend to forget that behind the scenes there's a spirit dimension, and all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who's called according to his purposes. Come on, if you believe it, give Jesus a shout of praise. This message this morning is not to the faint-hearted. It's not for people who feels like everything is just smooth sailing. I'm speaking to the real people with some real stuff. I'm speaking to those with negative reports. Come on. I'm speaking to those who had a bad year. I'm speaking to those with a terrible month. Lift your hands. I'm speaking to the real people. That's it. There we go. We can't lie in church. You've been dished out. The enemy has just dishing out. But I want to tell you something, and people need to hear this. The voice of the Spirit needs to be heard in this place. The Bible says that the enemy walks about as a roaring lion. As he listen, saints. He infiltrates our minds to believe that he's a lion. Where's my friends? There's only one true lion. That's the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. I'm not here to preach on the devil. I've got nothing to say to him except for Satan, I rebuke you. And today we're going to call him out, because I'm sick and tired of seeing Christians being bound by the lies of the enemy. I'm sick and tired of Christians looking at South Africa as just a whole. South Africa will see the glory of God like never before. We will see the power. We will see mass salvations. My God, my God, my God. I feel like prophesying. South Africa, you better hear me on live television right now. You better hear me. Come 27 October, God says, there's going to be a shift in the atmosphere over the nation of South Africa. I'll open up rivers in dry places. I'll pour out my spirit on all who cries out to me. Come on, I want you to get on your feet and give Jesus the greatest shout of praise. You devil, you're a liar. Come on, he's an accuser. Who's got a message for the devil? Write it under your shoe. That's where he is. Come on, I want you to shout Jesus. 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 That's my king. Hallelujah. Most of the times, what's happening around us is a direct reflection of what's happening on the inside of us. You can never have peace with men until you have peace within. The battle is not the people around you. The battle is who you have become. And once you get this under submission, the rest will follow. You see, the only reason why the enemy attacks you, Satan only attacks what he fears. South Africa, you better hear me. The enemy knows, and I say this, I respect of all the preachers around the world, but I believe some of the greatest preachers shall come from South Africa. And the enemy attacks this nation because he fears this nation. I preached to myself this morning. Come on. We need to understand that the battle is not ours. The battle belongs to the Lord. But before I can have peace with man, I need to have peace within. Understanding that he's an accuser. That's what the devil does. Come on, who has been accused? Who has been accused? Because he's an accuser. The devil like a copy to us. He's a copycat. I said he's a copycat. Heaven loves worship. God loves when we worship. And Satan likes to take music and turn it into him. Turn it into the filth of the world. Who knows what I'm talking about? He sees in the scriptures that the Bible says that Jesus Christ is a roaring lion, the Lion of Judah. And what does it say? The Bible says that he comes forth as a lion. But I'm here to tell you right now, there's no lion in him. He's a house cat pretending to be a lion. I'm talking to somebody. He's a house cat pretending to be a lion. You might say, Vesely, you can't speak about the devil that way. I tell you right now, the devil must fight me first. Paul says, I am hidden in Christ, seated in heavenly places. What you're facing today is fake news. Would you tell somebody right next to you it's fake news? So here's the scripture clearly. And he says that the one that you listen to, you become a slave to. It's so easy for Christians to hear the voice of the devil, but they no longer hear the voice of the Spirit. It's so easy to hear the lies and the deception and the accusers of Satan, but it's so difficult to hear the blessings and the breakthrough of the Father. The one you listen to obey, that's the God that you serve. Can we get the next one on screen? I want you just to pause there. There's people sitting here in this place this morning. You have been lied at, robbed, backstabbed, been hurt, trampled upon, accused. I want to speak to the real people. How many people in this place knows when the devil has told you, you're not going to make it? Come on, you're not going to make it. Just before month end, you see your bank statements and you say, oh, here's a problem. Who knows what I'm talking about? We don't know how we're going to make it this month. I declare under the authority of the Holy Ghost, it's fake news. The same God who provided for you last night and last month shall do the same for you now. But you know, we need some guts in this place. We need some Christians with backbone that will stand and say, devil, I'm calling you out. It's fake news. It's fake news. Come on, shout with me, it's fake news. Do you know what the Bible says? Yeah, it says, then he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Let's go. Is that the only one you got? Then he said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. The Bible says after that, you can go and check it. It says immediately they left all things. They left their businesses immediately or instantly. Would you say instantly? Come on, let's try that again. Instantly. Here's Jesus Christ coming to businessmen. I want you to follow me. Instantly, they left everything. And they ran after him. And they surrendered their life to him. This is the problem with most Christians today. We receive a word from God and we listen to the accuser telling us fake news that we're not going to make it. We try to put all these, you know, budgets in place. En wanneer die budget nie klop nie, dan worry mama. Who knows budgets? Can I just prophesy? I rebuke budgets. I give you the right. Tell your husband, my pastor gave me the right. No more budgets, it's targets. Swipe them to their brand. Amen. But yeah. Ek ster nou 'n lelike ding in hierdie plek. Swipe hom tot hy brand. As hy brand, dan kry jy nie weer, dan swipe hom weer. Aren't you tired of budgets? Aren't you tired of having a dream for the kingdom of God? And every single time there's budgets, come on, aren't you sick and tired? When you want to help people, there comes an end to your finances. I declare by the power of God, it's fake news. Jesus said to them, I want you to leave everything and come follow me. Instantly, they got up and they left everything behind and they followed him because there was not enough time for the enemy to drop a lie bomb. Most of us would say, where will the money come from? I'm going to be crazy if I just leave everything behind. But these men says, we're going to follow. No matter what, this is the problem of Christians. We get a word from God and then we want to pray about it. We want to call a friend. We want to fast about it. Here's the key, saints of God. When God calls you, this is why the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. If God calls you, it's an instant act of obedience. If you are not instantly in your act, God the Father will move on and select somebody else in your place. But the job will get done. Is somebody listening to me? Yes. And why does this happen? Because the devil robs God's people. All these lies. I'm not beautiful enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not rich enough. It's fake news. You are the apple of God's eye. Would you say with me, I am what God says I am? Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, every negative doctor's report, it's fake news. Every single attack on your finances is fake news. Every attack on your person is fake. Can we get fake news on the screen again? I want the people to see. It's fake news. Fake news. Do you know what? When the devil's mouth is open, he's lying. Every time his mouth opens up, he's lying. Thank you. Can take fake news. Hallelujah. When the enemy opens his mouth, he's lying. When he whispers in your ear, he's lying. Please get this, Church of God. There's no truth found in him. He's a liar from the beginning. Every single time the devil tells you, you are not going to make it. Do you know what he's trying to tell you? He's trying to tell you that you're already making it. But he cannot say it because he cannot produce truth. When you get that doctor's report that tells you you've got cancer, do you know what the enemy tries to tell you? That God is already busy healing you, but I can't tell you that. I need to create fear in you. And because when you have fear, that's when you die. Now I need to get into somebody's head right now. Every single time you believe that you're not going to make it financially, you won't. Every single time that you believe that you're going to die of cancer and sickness, you will. It's until you come to that place where you believe like Isaiah believed, whose report shall you believe? We believe the report of the Lord. The devil is a liar. Does somebody hear me in this place? Is somebody listening to what the Spirit of God is saying? That failing marriage is not failing. The devil knows when there comes unity, there comes a blessing, and he tries to keep you guys in disunity. It's fake news. You're not failing. I declare this in Jesus' name, that this is the greatest marriage ever. If you believe it, give Jesus a shout. You know, I'm preaching. While I'm preaching, the Lord is touching people. Okay, let's try that again. While I'm preaching, the Spirit of God is saying, I'm touching people. While I'm preaching, people's finances are being touched. People's lives are being touched. Because suddenly your eyes are opening up and you understand you have been feeding a lie the whole time. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Come on, it's time to rise to your feet and say, devil, I'm calling you out. I have come to serve notice on the devil. He's a liar. And in the name of Jesus, he's convicted. Who serves notice on the devil this morning? He's a liar. A liar. A liar. Come on, a liar. Your greatest days is not behind you. Your greatest days is still ahead of you. Come on, your greatest months is still to come. Now the Bible says, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. I'm here to declare to somebody that wants to receive from heaven job opportunities, business opportunities that you've not yet seen. Not because of the color of your skin, but because of the favor that God will release upon your life. Hallelujah. I declare this, your family will not go down. You will not see bankruptcy. Come on, this is just the beginning of the greatest blessing of God. Fake news. Oh God, he's only using his elect a few people. It's fake news. All who believe in that name of Jesus, they shall lay their hand on the sick and raise the dead and cleanse lepers. Where's the people that believe? Aren't you tired seeing that budget every single month? If it is you, workers, it's fake news. Take up your authority and say, problem, I've got a word for you. Amen. Speak, Spirit of God, just speak to me. Just speak to me. These people here, you try to bury stuff. Don't bury it. God is about to resurrect some stuff. God is about to change some stuff in your life. I believe these people are going to receive a prophetic word in the next 5 minutes. God's Spirit is speaking in this place. I'm here to set things in order, to tell people it's time that the scales fall from your eyes and stop listening to that you accuser. The Bible says he's the accuser of the brethren. Do you know what that means? It means that when you are part of Jesus Christ, Paul says, I have the marks of Christ. It's scripture says, I bear the mark of Christ. Do you know what it means? It means that they have accused Jesus. Paul says, yeah, here's the mark. They've accused me. They've left Jesus. Come on, here's the mark. They left me. The devil only attacks what he fears. If you have never been attacked nor accused, you do not bear the marks of Christ. I was walking in here last night and I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I refuse. I refuse that the enemy steal my joy. I don't know about you. My joy didn't come from hell. My joy does not come from the devil. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Sometimes you just have to show the enemy that you have been caught out. I'm serving notice. Come on, you are evicted. Where's the temples of the Holy Spirit? I'm not talking to the post offices of the devil. I'm free. I'm sanctified. I'm blessed. When you look at that budget at the end of the month, you better speak what you want to see. Because as long as you listen to the whispers of the enemy, that's the saddest thing, how Christians can be infiltrated by the devil. How they obey the voice of Satan more. In actual fact, I want to ask you a question. This might sound strange. How do we even know his voice? Let's try that again. How do we even know the voice of Satan? You only know the voice of somebody you spend time with. Okay, now he's going to sing again. This is what happens with gossip. People gossip because the enemy is a liar and an accuser of the brethren. Am I speaking to somebody? And yet people say, oh, the devil told me. How do you know when the devil speaks to you? You're supposed to be a well of life. Come on, you're supposed to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. How do we know the voice of Satan? I believe with all of my heart, every time when God looks at you, he says, this is my precious, precious daughter. Beautiful. The enemy whispers in your ear. It fit. It ploy. Come on, ladies. Hey, don't get religious on me now. Ooh, nog een ploy. Van maandag is ik op een diet. I'm on a diet, and when Monday comes, dan alles wat je ziet, dieet jij. And then you become an emotional eater. Hello. Trust me, after Sunday meetings, I'm an emotional eater. Give me the chocolate, Coca-Cola. And on maandag beloof ik myself, I'm done with Coca-Cola. Tuesday, zag je, spijt me in mijn coke. Hallelujah. I'm not on Red Bull, by the way. Okay? But this is what the enemy tells you. You're not good enough. You can't do it. Come on, you're not clever enough. I tell you right now, my God is not after the PhD. My God is after the H-E-A-R-T. Okay, kom straks weer. My God is not after the PhD. He's after the H-E-A-R-T. That qualifies you. Because the enemy is a liar. And he lies, and he lies, and he lies, and he lies, and he lies. He tries to tell you not good enough, you're not going to make it. Come on, if think about this every single time that if I get R1 for every time the devil told me I'm not going to make it. Or somebody. Because the devil does not come in a red cape and red horns. He comes in everything that you ever wanted. Not because it shines, it means it's from God. Boblink en onderstink. Do you get what I'm telling you? Don't think that the enemy comes in with a red cape. But after Holy Ghost power, he's not with a red cape, he tries to escape. Come, I take full authority of every lying spirit that accuses the brethren and the people of God. Come on, I need people with faith in this place. For every lie that you've listened to, I declare blessings. There's nothing that the devil can do about this. You are here and you've heard this message. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. God didn't bring you this far to see that you fail. Do you hear this, what I'm saying? I believe with everything on the inside of me that those who are led by the Spirit of God, God shall open doors and he will push you into doors which no man can shut. And he'll start to release a favor over your life. Man will not be happy about it, but who cares what man is happy about? Come on. God is busy pushing you into some stuff. God is busy orchestrating a plan from heaven. Come on, I'm speaking to people that received this message this morning. That no longer will we listen to that accuser and that liar from the beginning. The God that I serve cannot lie. His word is yes and amen. His words will never come back void. Who believes that? Hallelujah. Every time when people told me, you're not going to make it, if I received the R1, I'll be a multimillionaire today. When the devil tells you you're not going to make it, go for it. You, did you hear me? You're not going to make it, go for it. because he cannot tell you, your brother, you're going to be a huge success. He can't. He brings up fake news. South Africa is going down. Fake news, goodbye South Africa. Fake news, rape capital of the world. I'll tell you, this will become the glory capital of the world. Call me what you want, the day is coming that the whole world will see favor on this nation, where people will not get jobs according to race and language and tribe, but that God will open up doors for you. Listen, South Africa, there's 7 fat years coming. I said the 7 fun years is over. There's 7 fat years coming. You better get ready. You better get ready. It's for 7 fat years coming to the nation of South Africa. It's coming. 7 fat years. Let me tell you, the Christian world is just hear this. Let me just speak this to your spirit. Arise, O sleeping giant. For God is about to do something for the body of Christ that this world has not yet seen. Famine. I'm not part of this world. No famine. No famine will have power over me. Who believes that? Come on, no negative doctor's report will have anything over me. I hurt my back a few days ago again. And I said to the Lord, Lord, this is illegal. Who believes with me that's illegal? And when I said it's illegal, do you know what came to my spirit? Came to my spirit that if you've never been sick, how would you know that I'm a healer? So Satan counter you with pain. Do you know why? Because there's an eternal joy that is coming. Fake news. I don't have back pain. My body is temporarily out of order. But my spirit man is alive and is well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I said, glory to Jesus. Come on, the devil has been called out this morning. Stop listening to Satan's lies. If you just change what you say and start to believe the truth of the Word of God. You know, the enemy has crippled the Christian nation. Crippled. Crippled. We are crippled by Satan and his lies. Amen? I've seen in Brazil how they do a Jesus walk with multi. Let me tell you something. I've seen millions of people going into the streets, toy-toying. But you know how they toy-toy? They sing songs to their rescuer. They worship the King of Glory. In South Africa, we are silent. In South Africa, we are silent. I declare to you this. You can mark down the very minute I'm telling you. The minute the church body in South Africa arises as one, not divided, as one, there will be shakings in the government in this nation, and then there will be 7 fat years. You better check it. But as long as the church body feels like, you know, we are the meek ones. Meekness doesn't mean weakness. Come on, church. Meekness doesn't mean weakness. It's time to stand up and say, no more, devil. You have been called out. The rapes and the murders in this nation is because of a body of Christ who is sleeping. They try to take away our Christian rights, our church rights. When the body arises, we will see the days of Elijah. But God will answer by fire. Come on, we will see those days. But the enemy is a liar. You're writing exams, he tells you that you're not going to make it. He's lying. You're really making it. I like that one. I said, I like that one. You know, when we bought our house after we lost everything, do you know what we did? Brother Wayne is here. He can vouch for this. The house was empty. The enemy told me that you do not have enough money to buy this house. My wife said to me, go buy the house. I said to her, you can't put me in this position now. Because I know my fleshly eye sees that there's not enough money and I'm bankrupt. And I get a slechte naam. And they volgen to say the CIA and the FBI and everybody wants me. It's just a joke free of charge, okay? And the enemy whispered, because you know how I know I don't hear his voice ever. He, and just by the way, he's not allowed to speak to Wessel de Bruyne. But do you know, you feel in the atmosphere, there's a fear that grips your heart. No, you didn't hear me. I refuse to listen to his voice. I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for what I'm saying. I don't care. I'm here to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. But we've got authority over that thing. We've got authority over that devil. Hello? So I felt fear grip my heart. I said to my wife, you can't do this to me. And she said to me, I said to her, what if they say no? And she said, what if they say yes? And I thought, okay, that's a good reason. I get next one to come. I've got nothing. So we made an offer, the owner left, and he says, no ways. I went home, I said, he refused. She says, okay, here's the counter offer. I said, how much more? She says, no, 500,000 less. Do you know what I did? I did what I told you earlier. Didn't listen to the voice of God. I just, oh Lord, look at this woman, Lord. I have to go back. I'm the one who's supposed to go back. And I don't need to see here. He received cash offers bigger than mine. Now I'm going to go back and give him 500,000 less. But God is just waiting. God is just waiting for somebody that will have crazy faith and refuse what the enemy is whispering to you. If you say, I'm no longer a slave to fear, prove it. So we made an offer. And the estate agent came to my house. He didn't know what job I was doing. So he got to my house and he was sitting there. This oldest guy, and he started crying. Tears ran down his cheeks. And he said, Basil, tell me, what line of job are you doing? I said, well, it's not my job, it's my passion, but I'm a preacher. And he cried even more. He says, everything makes sense now. He says, when I got to the owner with this ridiculous offer, he says, I don't know why, but something moves me to say yes. So the bank called. We needed $250,000 almost deposit because of our bad names. The owner of the house told me, listen, the house is empty. You can move in so long. The bank says that you need to pay the money by the end of the week. Do you have it? I said, absolutely. Of course I have it. What do you mean do you have it? Don't insult me. Money's never a problem. Lekkerwintine. I asked Brother Wayne, we were preaching around, and then we will come to a meeting, and then I will tell him, quickly take me to a bathroom. Let's just wash hands. Look at the glue and the paint that's still on my fingers. So I'm fixing and renovating a house that was not even mine. And do you know what I did? While I was painting the walls, I said, Lord, no, see, Black Mana. I already painted it. You won't drop me now, Lord. Putting floors in. I told my wife at first, I said, we're going to paint the walls. That's only the thing that I can afford. She says, no ways. You're going to do everything over. You're going to renovate this whole house. I voice is Satan. But I understood that she has lost fear. Okay, maybe you hear me. She has lost fear. This is what I know, that when you have been down and out, there's only one way out, and that's up. You can't be worse off than you are now. Amen, come on, where's the real people? And then suddenly God broke through for us. I was standing in a lapa. There was a lapa at the house. So I was lifting up my hands in the lapa. I said, Lord, I will use this place for your glory. Do you know what God did in that lapa? Suddenly we started having meetings, church meetings. We packed out that lapa. People sat outside. We saw a woman sat at the theater in a rollstool. Got out of that wheelchair, started walking. We started seeing deaf ears and blind eyes, and things started happening in that place. Because there was one day that we understood something, that the only thing that Satan can do is lie. Now I want to flip the coin. I want to speak to people that feels like you have been blessed. Now hear me, please. If you breathe, you are blessed. If you are saved, you are blessed. So in actual fact, every single person's hand must be up right now if you are blessed. Now the position you are in right now, that will become your platform to what God is going to do in the next year. 2019 is going to be a very interesting year. 2018, there was a year of turmoil, a year where we lost people. A lot of people lost people. They died and they went through some financial difficulties. But I declare in the name of Jesus that if you incline your ear to the Spirit of God at 2019, for the world will be a different picture, but for the Christians, it will be our year. I said it will be our. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Refuse this morning to listen to the voice of Satan. I said refuse it. Call him out. Say, Satan, in Jesus' name, you are evicted. No longer will you live in my brain. No longer will you live in my... Oh, come on, somebody. Don't worry about the person next to you. Worry about yourself. You need the lies of the enemy, because the lies of the enemies is only a... This is a richting aanwijzer for where you're heading. If you are not going through some stuff now, there's no breakthrough. The reason why you're going through what you're going through now is fake news for what's about to happen behind the scenes. Am I speaking to somebody? Now hear me. What you sow, you reap. I believe this. So I want to ask you, if I mention some stuff, if I mention your category, I want you to get to your feet. I'm speaking to people that's going through financial difficulties at the moment. The reason why you go through financial difficulty is only a sign of what is to come. But you have to go through the financial difficulty in order to see the provision of God. I'm speaking to people that go through some marriage issues. There's some marital problems. I want you to stand to your feet. The only reason why you go through what you're going through in your marriage is because God is about to release a unity. Your sickness in your body, you better get to your feet. Pain, doubt, fear, you have to get to your feet. Not right now. The only reason why it's happening, it's because God is showing you that I'm going to do something for you behind the scenes. And everything that you've been seeing is fake news. This should be the exciting time now. Everything, basically everything that I've been exposed to is fake news. Absolutely. It's a lie. It's a lie. You are not what your situation says you are. Come on, you are who God says you are. Would you lift your hands if you believe that with me right now? I want you to close your eyes, lift your hands, and hear this. There's a quality decision that you're going to have to make. To whom you're going to listen, who you are going to obey.